Monday, November 30th, 2020. O God, open our lips.
And our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
we praise your name, O God.
By word and water, God renews us this day in the living fountain of God's grace and raises us with Christ Jesus to live a new life in the Spirit.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Morning hymn, O come, Emmanuel.
The darkness of this earth dispel.
Bring light and justice here below,
that we in paths of righteousness may go.
Rejoice, rejoice.
Emmanuel shall come to earth. Let love dispel all fear.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. We give you hearty thanks for the rest of the past night and for the gift of a new day with its opportunities of pleasing you. Grant that we may so pass its hours in the perfect freedom of your service, that at eventide we may again give thanks unto you. Amen.
Amen.
Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of your name. Deliver us and forgive our sins for your name's sake. O God, the nations have come into your inheritance. They have defiled your holy temple. They have laid Jerusalem in ruins. They have given the bodies of your servants to the birds of the air for food, the flesh of your faithful to the wild animals of the earth. They have poured out their blood like water all around Jerusalem, and there was no one to bury them. We have become a taunt to our neighbors, mocked and derided by those around us. How long, O Lord, will you be angry forever? Will your jealous wrath burn like fire? Pour out your anger on the nations that do not know you, and on the kingdoms that do not call on your name. For they have devoured Jacob and laid waste his habitation. Do not remember against us the iniquities of our ancestors. Let your compassion come speedily to meet us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of your name. Deliver us and forgive our sins for your name's sake. Why should the nations say, "Where is their God?" Let the avenging of the outpoured blood of your servants be known among the nations before our eyes. Let the groans of the prisoners come before you. According to your great power, preserve those doomed to die. Return sevenfold into the bosom of our neighbors the taunts with which they taunted you, O Lord. Then we, your people, the flock of your pasture, will give thanks to you forever. From generation to generation, we will recount your praise. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of your name. Deliver us and forgive our sins for your name's sake.
Our scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Revelation, chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. Then I saw another great and awe-inspiring sign in heaven. there were seven angels with seven plagues, and these are the last. For with them, God's anger is brought to an end. Then I saw what happened to be a sea of glass mixed with fire. Those who gained victory over the beast, its image, and the number of its name were standing by the glass sea, holding harps from God. They sing the song of Moses, God's servant, and the song of the Lamb, saying, "Great and all-inspiring are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, King of the nations. Who won't fear you, Lord, and glorify your name? You alone are holy. All nations will come and fall down and worship before you, for your acts of justice have been revealed." After this, I looked, and the temple in heaven, that is, the tent of witness, was opened. The seven angels, who have the seven plagues, came out of the temple. They were clothed in pure white linen and had gold sashes around their waists. The one of the four living creatures gave the seven angels seven gold bowls full of the anger of God who lives forever and always. The temple was filled with smoke from God's glory and power, and no one could go into the temple until the seven plagues of the seven last angels were brought to an end. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Canticle of Zechariah. We bless you, Adonai, God of Israel, for you come to visit us and ransom us from bondage. You have brought forth a strong deliverer in the house of your child David. This is what your holy prophets announced: deliverance from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Mercy among our ancestors, and remembrance of your holy covenant. This is the promise you swore to our ancestor Abraham, to make us unafraid, to rescue us from our enemies, to serve before you, holy and just, all the days of our lives. And this, my little child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, going before you, Adonai, to prepare your paths, making your people know deliverance by the forgiveness of their sins. Through your merciful compassions, God, our God, the dawn from on high shall visit us, to shine on those kept in dungeons and the shadows of death, and to guide our feet onto the path of peace. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Commemoration, Andrew the Apostle. Most references to Andrew in the New Testament simply include him on a list of the 12 apostles, or group him with his brother, Simon Peter. But he appears acting as an individual three times in the Gospel of John. When a number of Greeks, perhaps simply Greek-speaking Jews, wish to speak with Jesus, they approach Philip, who tells Andrew, and the two of them tell Jesus. It may be relevant here that both Philip and Andrew are Greek names. Before Jesus feeds the 5,000, it is Andrew who says, "Here is a lad with five barley loaves and two fish." And the first two disciples, whom John reports as attaching themselves to Jesus, are Andrew and another disciple. Having met Jesus, Andrew then finds his brother Simon and brings him to Jesus. Thus, on each occasion, when he is mentioned as an individual, it is because he is an instrumental in bringing others to meet the Savior. In the Episcopal Church, the Fellowship of St. Andrew is devoted to encouraging personal evangelism and the bringing of one's friends and colleagues to a knowledge of the gospel of Christ. Collect for Andrew the Apostle. Almighty God, who gave such grace to your Apostle Andrew that he readily obeyed the call of your Son, Jesus Christ, and brought his brother with him, give unto us, who are called by your word, grace to follow him without delay, and to bring those near to us into his gracious presence, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
For health of body and soul, for those we have lifted up today, may God the Father bless you, God the Son heal you, God the Holy Spirit give you strength. May God the Holy and undivided Trinity guard your body, save your soul, and bring you safely to his heavenly country, where he lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Prayers for the Greater New Jersey Conference. O God, by your grace, you have called us in this conference to a goodly fellowship of faith. Bless Bishop Scholl, our district superintendents, other clergy, and all our people. Grant that your word may be truly preached and truly heard, your sacraments faithfully administered and faithfully received. By your Spirit, fashion our lives according to the example of your Son, and grant that we may show the power of your love to all among whom we live. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Prayers for the oppressed. Look with pity, O Heavenly Father, upon the people in this land who live with injustice, terror, disease, and death as their constant companions. Have mercy upon us. Help us to eliminate our cruelty to these, our neighbors. Strengthen those who spend their lives establishing equal protection of the law and equal opportunities for all. And grant that every one of us may enjoy a fair portion of the riches of this land through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Collect of the week. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Now, in the time of this mortal life in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came to visit us in great humility, that in the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge both the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal through him who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. May the rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. Amen.
Amen. Amen.